Welcome to Expect Increase, where mindset and sales meet. This is episode 72, Creating a Brag Book for Life. Hi, I'm Sharique Richardson, founder of Digital Innovation Media Group, where I'm the lead designer and marketing strategist. And what we do is we help business owners convert traffic to more clients, followers, and engagement. And you can get more information at digitalinnovationmg.com. And I'm joined today, as always, by Rashana Price. How are you?
Hey, Sharique, I'm doing well. Hello, everyone. I am Rashana Price, a leadership and success coach and trademark owner of the phrase giver of awesomeness. I truly believe everyone has something awesome to give to the world, and I help them do that through the coaching, speaking, and training services I offer and my new book, Be a Giver of Awesomeness. You can learn more about me at RashanaPrice.com.
Awesome. So we're talking about how to create a brag book for life. And so in the previous episode, we talked about why it's important to brag and why you should feel comfortable bragging about yourself as long as it's backed up by fact. So it's one thing just to brag and be, you know, obnoxious about it, but it's another thing when you need to do it in business to brag about yourself and feel comfortable doing that. And so we're talking about, okay, so now that you are comfortable or hopefully closer to being comfortable about bragging about yourself, now let's talk about how do you document all those great accomplishments that you've achieved, right? And so,
right.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about how to have a brag book. And this is something that my background in sales, you had to have something like that, because if you wanted to get promoted, if you wanted something, either promotion or you wanted to go to a performance review where we had one-on-one meetings, and I had to whip that book out and say, okay, this is what I did, this is what I wanted to do, and this is what I accomplished, these are my goals, that kind of thing. And it helps validate whether you get that 2 or 3% raise or whatever it is in corporate. It's great to have something like that with you. And if in business, of course, you want to have something to pull out to clients, especially if you're looking for bigger clients that are going to pay you more, they want to know, okay, what have you done? Why should I look at you? So it's very important to have something like that, right?
Oh, yeah. You definitely want to be able to speak about what you've done and track it, because sometimes the brain is tricky and it likes to forget things. And especially if the way you categorize what you're doing as small or as you're getting started, you may see it as a small start or a small beginning, but those smalls can become significant when you're trying to show longevity or breadth or clients. So you want to be able to track it.
Exactly. So there's several ways you can do it. You know, back when I was in sales, it was kind of more old school. So I had a binder, but now with technology, oh my gosh, you can just do so much with that. I mean, you have Google Drive where you can actually create charts and graphs about, if you're in sales, especially, that's definitely, I think, a must. If you highlight your goals, even in business. So let's say your goal for a quarter was to make $20,000, and you set that goal at the beginning and you made instead 30, or you did that for particularly more, I guess, more importantly, if you're looking at this from a client perspective, you and your client set a goal that, hey, I'm going to help you make 20, and you made a client 30. So you can show that this is how I've been able to show my results over this course of time consistently, to show that I'm worthy of you paying me XYZ because I've proven. And so it's important to always have that documentation so you can chart it. You can have a physical book if you want to, but I also feel like you can do something virtually as well and have that also documented. There's so many tools that you can use online if you want to do put it into a mini version to a brochure. You know what I mean? You can put it into your website or web page of just accolades, testimonials from clients and things of that nature, so that you can always pull it out to say, I had a client just like you and this is what I did with them. But what I do is I keep it in Google Drive, and I just have a folder called testimonials. I also have another folder where I screenshot. So if someone is like asking one of my clients, like, wow, who does your work or who does this or does that? And I see that, I screenshot it. because that shows, okay, that I'm helping my clients get noticed. I'm helping them raise their profile and be more professional. So people are noticing it to the point where people are commenting on it like, wow, this is really great. So you definitely want to make sure that you're keeping a record of this, whether it's screenshots or something, put it all into a folder. And then you can I've seen people pop it on their website. You can pop it on, you know, make it into a graphic on social media and just make a little folder and have all of it there. But it's important that you have it somewhere that you can reach it and get to it. I'm sorry.
I think you cut out a little bit, but when you were saying to post it, either post it on, like you have it in Google Drive, you also can screenshot it and post it on either on your website or keep it in like a little brag folder and then use excerpts to put on as testimonials and things like that.
Right.
I think that's a great idea. I do more of the latter. Like I'll screenshot if someone posts something online about the work that I'm doing or how my book has impacted them or how they were able to go and get a promotion. Like one woman was like, after I was coaching with you, I felt confident to go in and ask for my promotion and I got it. Awesome. So there you go. That's what it's about. And so keeping that information, sometimes you want to put it out there publicly, but also I found it valuable just to have it in one place. Uh-huh. So that on the days and then the times when you forget to brag about yourself or when you're unsure as to what your next step is going to be, you can always go back to that folder and say, okay, like if I did this for these people, then somebody else is coming my way or my next client is coming or then the next service is coming, the next opportunity.
Absolutely. Because there's always going to be those days. And we talked about this in another episode, days when you just can't deal or days where you feel like things aren't working, and pull that book out and say, no, I mean, I've done that even just looking at, you know, LinkedIn, because I hadn't had, you know, time to really get on there. I've been focusing elsewhere. And I go back and I looked at my LinkedIn recently. I'm like, wow, I've got a lot of great engagement on my post and things like that. I'm like, wow, okay. So it's never as bad as you think. Right. And so either go back and look at something like that or just go back and read those testimonials. Checking on those clients that you help and see how they are flourishing and how you remember how they were when they came to you and look at them now. I mean, there's so many things you can do, but I think it's good not only for your potential future clients, but it's great for you, like we said, because you want to be able to have that confidence boost, and we all need it. Okay. We all can use that confidence to help us on those bad days.
Yes. And to just remember, I can't stress it enough that even if you think you have the best memory, the things you remember about yourself, your circumstances, your situation is far different than what you're able to remember for other people and about other people. So being able to remember really the success that you're having, even if it doesn't feel as successful, is important. So documenting it, bragging on yourself, because if you, even on a weekly basis, read through the things that people have said about you or are saying about you that's positive, when someone asks you, well, what do you do or how can you help me, those things come back up. And the more you read it, the more you can then actually say it out of your head and feel good about it. Like it'll come right out of your mouth. Well, how I can help you is kind of like how I helped one of my other clients.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like you're trying to build your confidence. Here's what I was able to accomplish. And by saying it that way, it may not even feel like bragging because it's just truth. Right. No brag, just truth.
Yeah. You're sharing your truth and it's not coming from you, it's coming from someone else. And so I think that that's really important, because a lot of times we doubt ourselves and we doubt our abilities of, can I really do this? Especially when you're like increasing your price or you're calling on a new type of client, anything that could be new. It's easy to doubt yourself and think, well, can I really do this? And that's the perfect time to look at that, look back and see how you've grown over the years.
Yes. I recently created a document. And so for some of you out there, if you're trying to figure out how do I do that, or if you don't have the screenshots or anything, I went and created this document recently. It's called the Gifts and Graces document. And actually my executive assistant helped me think about how am I going to classify what I do, because and how I really help people. And so this gifts and graces document is a way to think about, like, what do you do that are your gifts? And then the graces, like, what are you giving to people? Hmm. And what are they saying?
Right.
And so I spent some time replaying the tapes in my head of, like, what people have been saying about the work I do to help them with communication, with conflict resolution, with bullying. And it was powerful because when I sat and was really in my head around the narrative of what people were saying, tons of things flowed out that I have on this document that's like 5 pages. So if you're like, I don't know where to start, spending time just sitting at a computer or with a pen and a pad and going back into your "what are people saying about me" folder and pull out the things that they're saying about you, I guarantee you'll find nuggets of how you can brag about yourself because people have said it to you.
Exactly. And it's really important that, you know, you have something like that because, you know, you always need that, as you said. So I definitely hope that if you all are, as you're listening to this, you can see the importance, just how easy it is. We're not talking about a big major project, like a Pinterest, you know, type of thing, you know, where it has to be like something really crazy, but really just something that can be for you, but also that can really help you grow your business and help you take your business even higher. And that's really the goal there. Is yes. to track your success, show it off to potential clients who want to see it, and give you that confidence boost when you need it. So that's really the main reason why it's important to have that and to track it. Because I tell you, it's easy to forget. Mm-hmm. It's so easy to forget. When I was like doing my website, I was like, oh my gosh, you know, and I was like, wait a minute, you have all this stuff over here. And I didn't even think about it, you know, because you just don't, you know, think about it. But I said, okay, let me put this stuff away. So it's easy to forget, right. You will forget. So that's why it's important to keep it documented somewhere and you can always go back to it.
Right. And then, that reduces the anxiety and the stress around having to perform in the moment of like, oh, what are they saying about me? Or, oh, I have to write something. Or,
right.
Like, I got to give somebody an example. Well, no worries. Here, let me just pull a couple things from this document. Send them over.
Exactly. And so I definitely hope that we've shown you the importance of having one and how you can easily do one, either it's online or physical book or whatever it is, whichever way works best for you in your industry. Hopefully we've shown you that. Keep in mind, this is a pre-recorded episode. And so we definitely invite you to subscribe to us. You just hit that subscribe button and you'll be the first to be notified when we have new episodes coming out every week. And we thank you for joining us. I'm Sharique. You can find me on Instagram at Digital Marketing Works. Facebook, I'm at Digital Innovation Media Group. And I'm the only Sharique L. Richardson MBA on LinkedIn. Where can we find you, Rashana?
You can find me on LinkedIn and Twitter as Rashana Price. And you can find me on Facebook and Instagram as Giver of Awesomeness.
Awesome. Well, we thank you all for listening. And we will definitely chat with you next time. We'll be right back.